You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, last week, seven Richland County organizations gathered with community members at the County Public Library to discuss poverty and housing issues in the region. Before we jump in, we're excited to highlight Heart of Ohio Athletics. Alyssa Slowey, owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, shares a bit about the history of the business.
My name is Alyssa Slowey. I am the owner of Heart of Ohio Athletics, and we are located in Belleville, Ohio. So we opened in January 6th of 2020. Of course, right before COVID, so it was the worst time to ever start a business. Definitely a challenging time, but an exciting time until it was more scary than anything. So we started out in a very small space. It was about 2,000 square feet and just not much space at all. We ended up having 150 kids our first month of running classes and everything. That's when I realized I really needed to find a bigger space. So we started on the hunt for that while we were still open. And then after 2 months, we ended up having to close down. And that was pretty scary for me. First-time business owner. I have all these interested students for classes. And then I wondered what was going to happen. Am I going to make it through this time? Am I going to fail? But really for me, at that point in my life, like, failure is not an option for me. This has always been a part of my life. Gymnastics has, and I never saw myself doing anything else other than what I do right now. I started coaching at 15 years old. I coached at Gallagher's Field of Dreams, and then I ended up coaching for Spirit Ohio for 12 years, and they ended up closing down when I was pregnant with my first daughter. She's now 6 years old. So during that time, I only did choreography. I coached and all that. And then they closed down kind of out of nowhere. And so even before they closed, I had many people telling me, you need to open your own gym. This is your path. We know this is what you need to do. But I was also in school at that time to be a physical therapist assistant. And so I went off and I was a physical therapist assistant for 5 years, and I liked it. I loved being with my patients. I loved caring after those in the nursing home that I worked at and the hospital that I worked at, but it just wasn't fulfilling to me in a way that I wanted to spend the rest of my life. So after I was done being a physical therapist assistant, I was actually let go because of the Medicare changes and everything, and they had me down to about 10 hours a week, and then it was nothing because they weren't covering costs and whatnot for therapy. So at that point, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Here I am, pregnant, and I'm not sure where to go from here. And my husband looked at me. He's like, you know, you just need to open the gym. I was like, well, how are we going to do that? Because it costs a lot of money to open a gym. And he put all of his savings into my dream. And here we are now. So thank God for some motivation from my husband, as well as him believing in me. But from going from a small sanctuary to we now own the whole building. So it was the old Dardent Center, and now it is Heart of Ohio Athletics. But we right now have 370 students come in a week. We've served over 2,100 students in the last 4 years. We have high school cheerleading come in. We have college cheerleaders come in. From having nothing to, as far as experience from our athletes, we have, as of last year, we sent our girls to regionals, and we have 43 regional titles. And those are also top 10 out of the region 5 in gymnastics, which is Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky. So girls who have never competed before, they're now in their second season and are winning regional titles is outstanding to me. I never dreamed that would happen in my second year with a team. So as far as what inspired me to do this, again, I coached since I was 15 years old. I did gymnastics as a child as well, from 8 years old till I was 11 and a half. I went from the very beginner level, and I was pushed to top level, which is level 10, in those 4 seasons. But really, what inspired me was just everybody else's belief in me. I feel like gymnastics really, it gives you so much confidence in yourself. Gymnastics is all about failing and then fixing it. It's how am I going to make this skill better? But it translates into real life as how am I going to make my life better? Like, what can I do different? What can I fix? I'm going to own what mistakes I do, but also I'm going to fix those mistakes. And I mean, again, most importantly, my husband believed in me. So that really inspired me to go through with everything. And obviously the love of the sport. I have a huge passion, very deep passion for the love of gymnastics. Test your physical abilities, but also your mental capabilities. I've had so many kids come in and their parents say, I see a growth in my child like I've never seen. And it'll be after the first month. And it's not just like one kid, like a handful of kids will come in and they're nervous and they won't talk to an adult. And I even had one parent say we were going to have to take my child to a psychologist because she just wasn't coming out of her shell. You know, she's 7 years old. We didn't know what to do. She started cheer. And then they were like, we saw a whole different kid. And so just seeing that, I mean, that only owning a gym, it only deepens my passion for the sport, just to see everything that it does for a family. You know, it not only the kid, but the family, their school life, their confidence in their artwork, you know, anything like that. It really just grows confidence all around in their life.
You can find Heart of Ohio Athletics at heartofohioathletics.com. And if you're a small business owner eager to share your story, we'd love to hear from you at sales@sourcebrandsolutions.com. Now our feature story. Last week, 7 Richland County organizations gathered with community members at the County Public Library to discuss poverty and housing issues in the region. The event, Kaleidoscope, Continuing the Conversation, was an extension of an earlier talk with author Matthew Desmond. The 90-minute session aimed to keep the dialogue on poverty and housing insecurity moving forward. Representatives from Catholic Charities, Ohio Health, Third Street Family Health Services, Mansfield Metropolitan Housing Authority, Wayfinders, the Domestic Violence Shelter, and Habitat for Humanity shared stories about their organization's services and efforts. Chris May, MRCPL Director, explained the event's goal of educating the community about local resources and fostering collaboration. He said, quote, what we wanted to put together was just an opportunity for everyone to hear about some of the organizations in our community who are doing great things around issues related to poverty. Sarah Metzger from the Domestic Violence Shelter pointed out how survivors facing poverty and housing insecurities often intersect with multiple organizations, emphasizing the importance of partnerships. She reminded the group that, quote, the Domestic Violence Shelter can be an intersection of all of these organizations coming together and the issues that the survivors might be facing. The event also included a discussion on the major obstacles to eliminating poverty. Aubrey Thiem, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Richland and Crawford Counties, identified education and financial literacy as key challenges, noting that more education is needed around affordable housing options. After the panelists spoke, attendees engaged in small group discussions to brainstorm local solutions to poverty and housing insecurity. Ideas were recorded on sticky notes and displayed around the room. The next Kaleidoscope event will feature Amanda Ripley, a New York Times best-selling author and investigative journalist, focusing on healthy conflict resolution. Tickets for the August 29th event are available on a pay-what-you-can model. The Kaleidoscope series is supported by the Richland County Foundation, Mansfield Richland County Public Library, Renaissance Performing Arts Association, and Richland Source. For the full story, click the link in our show notes. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that George Voinovich was a dedicated politician who served as a U.S. Senator from Ohio from 1999 until 2011, Ohio's governor from 1991 until 1998, and Cleveland's mayor from 1980 until 1989? He began his political career as Ohio's Assistant Attorney General in 1963. As mayor, he led Cleveland out of financial default and initiated urban renewal projects. As governor, he eliminated Ohio's deficit, created jobs, and reformed a number of welfare programs. In the Senate, Voinovich was known for his fiscal conservatism, opposition to tax cuts, and efforts to protect the Great Lakes. After retiring, he was a senior fellow at Cleveland State University. Voinovich passed away in 2016, leaving a legacy of bipartisan collaboration and public service. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Walt Kania. Walt was born in Cleveland in 1933 and dedicated his life to elevating his consciousness and helping others do the same. He was a scholar and athlete, he played clarinet in a dance band, and nearly joined the Cleveland Indians farm team. After earning a BS from Ohio State and serving in the U.S. Air Force, he completed a Master of Divinity and a PhD in psychology. Walt served as a pastor, professor, and psychotherapist, later teaching spirituality at Florida Gulf Coast University. An avid athlete and author, he wrote 5 books on spirituality. Walt is remembered for his charisma, vitality, and love for his family. He's survived by his wife, Anne, and their children and grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Walt's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.